Zip Club Choppers. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, the only radio station you need to listen to.
Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yeah!
Yahoo!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Today is December 4th, 2017.
20 more shopping days till Christmas.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So how are you, Margaret?
I am wonderful. How are you, Mr. Steaks?
I'm doing good. And welcome to everybody that's out there watching us tonight. And real quick, if you go on YouTube, you get a better picture, better sound quality, mm-hmm. better everything.
That's okay? Right.
So, how was your weekend?
It was great. I spent half of it with you.
I know. That was the bad part, but how about the good part?
The good part was great. We went down to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show.
That was really amazing.
Yeah, it was great at the Javits Center in New York City. And we ran into a few of our good friends, Chris Callen and Heather.
Oh, yeah.
Psychosaurus Magazine doing the Grease and Gears demonstration live on the stage. That's a show.
That's
up close and personal watching it. If you guys have been following Psychosaurus Magazine and what they're doing with the, what I just said before.
Grease and Gears.
They have everybody come up there demonstrating live.
Yes.
On how to, from everything from pinstriping to building a custom tank, tearing down, taking out a motor, putting a motor back in, tearing out the frame, big drivetrain. I mean, they're doing it all, welding everything on stage. It's amazing to watch up close and personal. And the videos are awesome, too, so you can always follow the series when they're doing, because they're doing it throughout the entire tour.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and then we interviewed Jeff, who is in charge of J&P Cycles Ultima Biker Custom Bike Show.
Yeah.
I got that right.
And that's a place to go for parts, too.
Actually it is. Yeah, but I believe Custom Motorcycles, if you go to motorcycleshows.com, they'll give you the link for it. I know they announced one of for the Ultimate Builder that's going for the championship for $70,000.
Wow.
I know.
What was our choice? We had a good choice.
We did, and I posted pictures up.
Yes, that was really, that bike.
But we chose, and we also did live video there. Yep. Do you remember the name?
Lucifer's Hammer.
Lucifer's Hammer.
That bike is gorgeous. The work, just the details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the time that this guy must have spent, you know, putting into this motorcycle.
It was a lot. I think it was him, another, I think the guy's last name is Olson, worked with him on the bike. A couple other people. It was a collaborative effort, but I think it was Scotty's baby from the get-go.
Right.
I really was trying to get in touch with him to have him call in about the bike because I fell in love with it. I know you did.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But Sick Pipes, S-I-K Pipes, takes first place in the New York City Ultimate Builder, and they are going heading to the $70,000 championship.
Congratulations.
It's just like 70 grand, man. That's a lot of money.
Man. You know, but you know what? You deserve it. You put the time and effort into a bike like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you're going to win some shows with that thing. You know, just like I said, the detail, the, what do you call it, just the artwork?
The artwork alone. Like, on if you look at the quick little video, I mean, I don't even know what size that front wheel is. It's like a Gerda front end.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's got this custom gold flake on it. I'm, like, watching the video really quick. But it's a matte, it almost looks like it's a powder-coated dark copper color.
Mm-hmm.
The bike is beautiful. So it definitely deserved the win. And, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. It really did.
Yeah, congratulations to all the winners.
Man. And you know what? Just the motorcycle show alone is pretty cool. You know, everybody's there.
Yeah.
But Triumph wasn't there this year. I don't know why.
No, there was a couple of OEMs that dropped out, and Triumph was one of them.
Yeah.
Who the heck knows?
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're losing money, too. The economy sucks for everybody.
It,
so
it does.
Wherever you can save a penny, I guess, you know, you kind of do. But I like the little kid section.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a little kid section, and they had little trikes for the girls and the boys to play with. So the moms pretty much went there with the kids while the dads were checking out everything.
Yes.
Or vice versa. Some dads were left there.
Let's get on those things. She's like, no, get out of here.
Yeah, but you were hanging out in Trailer Trash Park Nation there. What were you doing?
No. It was Trailer. What?
I forgot the name of
Trailer
it.
Trailer City.
Okay.
Yeah, my God, some beautiful trailer, man.
Sorry, I said the word trash. I have Biker Trash Nation on my mind. So
well, you should have Biker Trash Nation on your mind because Biker Trash Nation is kicking ass, man.
Yeah, they are.
They're almost halfway there to 14,000 members.
I know.
So, you
it's
know,
good. Wayne's going to be calling in.
Wayne will be calling in because see what he did over the weekend.
All right, so get back to the Trailer City.
The trailers. I mean, this trailer, the lights. And if you want to get a trailer and put your bikes in this trailer, that makes sense what I'm saying right now.
And I'm the one on drugs right now.
Take the trailer, put the bike in the trailer, right? Right. But that has everything you need just to enjoy your bike snake. It probably fit about three in there.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. And, you know, the lights and all the accessories that it came with. Trail City, they're in Commack, New York. Check them out.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully they're watching tonight.
It would be nice.
Yes, it would be. And then, Metzler was missing, too.
That's right.
That's why. That's a big, that's my favorite tire, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. When I use the Metzlers, when I ride with them, I feel like there's tape, like double-sided tape, and the wheel just suck into the ground.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I like that. You know,
you
like,
get a good grip. I could never afford Metzler, so I had to get those Yokohama things.
Yeah, the Yokohama ones?
Yeah. Weren't bad.
I know. I live by Metzlers now. Now, I had the, what comes with the bike? I forgot. They weren't Continentals. I'm trying to think of the tire that I had on my bike. That comes stock with the Harley.
I don't know.
Randy, you watch.
Randy Miller knows.
Randy the wrench.
Call Randy. In. I don't have no idea what. I thought it was Dunlop.
Dunlop. That's it. Yeah.
Ta-da!
I never felt comfortable with the Dunlops like I did with the Metzlers. The Metzlers, like I said,
right.
Sucks the road, man.
Well, so. They also do like what the car dealerships do now, too. They don't give you enough tread for anything. So, like, within 5,000 miles, you need a new set of tires.
Right.
Or you need new brakes. You know, they make their money on the maintenance. So
exactly. Yeah. That's why I go to Randy the Wrench. That's right, Randy. Randy is the one that turned me on to the Metzlers. That's why Randy the Wrench is so important to the show and myself. Because I can always turn to Randy to get any kind of motorcycle advice that I need, he'll help me with.
Yes, I know.
So,
because you need a lot of help.
I do.
Oh. Well,
I got Batman calling me.
How's that?
Hello, you are on the air.
That's his nickname, is Batman?
Hey. No, he took my phone and put Batman in there.
You did? Really, Randy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made you go to the Metzlers. Who are you kidding?
No, he did. He just said that. He just said
you made
him go to the Metzlers.
I muted it so I can call.
Yeah, well,
and you got to remember, I'm multitasking on two chat boards here. The YouTube one and the Facebook one.
Definitely check us out on YouTube. And if all goes down and you can't find us on YouTube or Facebook, you can go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and listen to us. But what I love, not to change the subject real quick, what I love about the YouTube is you can sit your ass on the couch and watch us on your TV if you have a PlayStation or a
Roku,
right.
Amazon Fire Stick.
A smart stick, yep.
And if you have a smart TV. Stop saying the same things as me.
Right.
You drive me crazy. Oh, my God.
At least I'm not saying it right after you.
I know. No, but if you do have, you know, the newest smart TVs, which everybody, they had these huge killer sales after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So you could have picked up a smart TV for like $185 or whatever the hell it was. But you can stream from your phone directly, pair it up directly to your smart TV. So you can watch all the porn video you did on your camera phone
right
on your television.
That's right.
How awesome is that?
And watch us and the porn.
At the same time!
Hey, Randy.
Oh, my God. I'm having so much fun.
Randy.
Hey.
We're going to have to let you go because Wayne Pennis is going to be calling in any second.
But we did acknowledge that you did.
All right. Listen.
Yes?
Sorry I didn't make it tonight. I got stuck at work.
Yeah, no. It's okay.
You're allowed to work. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm actually back at work and I got to get caught up and I'm working my ass.
Well, get off the freaking phone then, man.
Well, Randy the Wrench is feeling better. Thank God.
Thank God. So hopefully you'll be in the studio next week.
Yeah. All right, buddy?
Oh, yeah. No, next week, no matter what.
All right.
All right.
Good
deal.
See
you later, man.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So your buddy and our buddy, Michael Harrison, has joined the live feed. And,
hello, Michael Harrison.
Real quick before Wayne Pinnix calls in.
Yes.
Roadcaptain.com.
So I actually saw a guy walking down the street yesterday wearing a road captain shirt.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a few of them.
So I said to the guy, roadcaptain.com, baby. He's like, yeah.
RC forever. You know it.
So that was cool, man. Mm-hmm. Real cool.
Go to roadcaptain.com and get ready to download the app. And you can get it in the Google Play and the Apple Store. Is that how you say it? Because I'm not an Apple person.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Apple Store. Yeah.
The Apple Store. And just sign up for the emails. And I think he has a contact there.
Well, yeah.
And they're going to make an announcement on their website.
I can't wait to get that.
Soon. It's like almost there. We're almost there. I can't wait. It's perfect timing.
I gave him the info in my phone, so I'm just waiting for him to put the link into my phone now.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Once I get that, I'll be happy. You know, so.
So, somebody said, hey, Johnny, to you, Randy Southern Engine Morgan.
Wait a minute. We got Winston-Salem.
You
Hello,
can't even
Mr.
say
Wayne.
It.
Hello, Mr. Wayne Penix. How are you? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, that's not Wayne Penix.
Johnny.
Hello, yes.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Is it Kim?
It's Kim. I just wanted to say hi. And let you guys know that us girls are very happy with you making us administrators.
Well, yeah. These are my sharks. All right.
Your sharks? That's it.
Oh, Johnny's Angels?
Johnny's Angels now.
Johnny's Angels.
Thank you, Kim, for giving him that. That title, because it's like really not gone to his head at all.
No, man, but check out Live to Ride, Ride to Live is our group. And we got...
I know, man. You guys are awesome, though. My daughter, I'm taking her back to college now. And
okay.
She's like, are those two married? She thought you and Mama were married.
Oh, God,
no.
Oh, no.
God, no.
He's my studio husband. That's
I
it.
I don't have a shotgun in the studio next to me. You kidding me?
I said he has a really nice wife, and she was laughing. I go, they're just friends. I said, but they just click. I said, they're amazing together.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, we're like Mutt and Jeff, you know, Gracie Allen and George Burns.
Abbott Costello.
Abbott Costello. Who's the other one? Jackie Gleason.
You guys had a great weekend?
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
How about you?
I had a good weekend. I actually worked, and then Saturday was my lazy day because I've been busting my ass lately.
Right.
Kim, I have to cut you off 1 second.
Wayne's calling in. Just hang on,
dog. I'm going to call you right back.
Yeah, that's fine. If not, I'll talk to you later.
Love you, too. All
right. Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
What's up, Johnny? It's Wayne from Biker Trash Nation.
Oh, yeah, man.
Wayne, how
What's
are
up,
you?
Biker Trash Nation.
What's up, Mama? How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. So, what happened over the weekend for you guys? I'm so excited.
My goodness. I mean, we have been absolutely blown away. You guys, first off, let me thank you guys for donating the bicycle for our Toys for Tots run. You guys heard the challenge that went out the other day, and you were one of the 40 bikes. Before we even got to the Toys for Tots run, we had like 200 bicycles donated.
Yay, oh, that's awesome.
That's unbelievable. Holy shit.
But that's not where it stops, man. You guys ready to really be blown away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not only, we don't have a complete count on the unwrapped toys. There was a bunch of them.
Right.
But that day, we also raised almost $6,300
for Toys for Tots. Oh, my God. That is amazing. My nipple's sticking out. Oh, my God. I got goosebumps on my goosebumps. This is awesome.
That is amazing, Wayne. This is why, you know, we love you and your group.
Oh, my God.
And your, you know, the Biker Trash Nation, man, this is an awesome bunch of people.
Oh, my God. Right? I'm going to cry. Really.
It just blows me away that the generosity of the biker community. I mean, you put a challenge out there, man, and they just step up each and every time.
Yeah.
People have no idea how generous our community is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. Bikers are the best people in the world. No
Absolutely.
Doubt. Hands down. You know, you want something done, you need help with something, a biker will always be there to help you.
Exactly.
You know, and look at my buddy Randy. Randy will help anybody with a bike.
That's right.
You know, or anything.
Or anything. And you guys have been doing such a great job, and your group is expanding by thousands.
Yes.
Very excited.
Yeah, we're excited about our growth. We're going to just keep growing. We're planning some things that we're going to announce over the next couple weeks, next couple months. It's just going to take us through the stratosphere.
Excellent. We're very happy to hear that. We're very happy to see that Biker Trash Nation is doing so well.
I know.
You know, and we're glad to be a part of it. You know,
we are really glad to be a part of it.
So, yes.
Yeah, and we're glad that you welcomed us into your family. And one of these days, our camel toes are going to have to meet.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? Some random guy on Facebook, had nothing to do with nobody, put a picture on Facebook of a camel on his toe. And I thought that was hilarious.
Really? Somebody stole our idea, Wayne.
That's crazy. Well, we've got a couple of members here locally who's went and gotten camel on their toes. They're actually father and son.
Oh, really?
Tim and the good ones, just my mind just went blank on that.
Mm-hmm.
But him and Nathan went and got the same toes done, and so you know we're growing a camel toe army, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think I might have to get one.
And Wayne, we're going to be the leaders of the camel toe.
Camel toe revolution.
I can't stand it. But listen, so you guys took pictures. I saw Vandy had posted photos of the of the event and everything else. So I've been watching your live videos when I catch them. But I just want to say thank you to Biker Trash Nation and all their members. And is it Forgotten Sons MC? Is that who else?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For what you do in your own hometown, just like our hometown boys, your hometown people, you know, everybody helps out. And like you said earlier, it was so amazing. I was so excited when I saw all those bicycles. I was like, oh my God, these kids are going to be so happy. So thank you for bringing joy to those kids.
Yes, he does.
It's the least we could do. I wish you guys could have been there Saturday night at Baggers for the Biker Trash anniversary party. That's Johnny's favorite bar to go to in the South.
I love that bar. And I will tell you, you live in North Carolina in the Winston-Salem section, you have to go to Baggers.
Okay.
It is an outrageous bar. And what I love about it the most, if you drank too much, you just pull your bike right inside.
That's the way to do it.
And they'll get you an Uber home or whatever. And your bike is safe there till the next day. And that's me. It's fucking awesome, man.
My bike spent the night there Saturday night, obviously.
Sure.
We actually presented your buddy, David Holland. He's been running around telling everybody that he was Sidekick Dave and that he needed a cape. So I actually presented him Saturday night with a cape that says Sidekick Dave.
That's awesome.
That's perfect.
That is great. Make sure you tell David I said hello, okay?
I'll do it. I'll make sure to.
He's a good man. He really is.
You're fabulous. Send all our love to Vandy and all the members, too.
Yes.
Please.
We'll do it.
Please
we'll do it.
Thank you so much for giving us that update.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
And talk to you real soon, okay, buddy?
All right, bud.
Bye now.
Bye.
I want to give a shout out to the one and only
Chris Callen.
Chris Callen is on our feed tonight, folks.
And Heather Callen.
What a busy pair.
Oh, you ain't shitting.
We got to see them up close and personal.
Yeah.
Doing their thing at the Javits Show.
Yeah.
And even with the glitches that they had.
We're all going to have them.
We're all going to have them, and I feel your pain.
It's the internet, you know?
It's like,
the internet.
Fuck the internet, man.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about it.
Oh, my God. Down, you know? Oh, yeah. Now net neutrality is going to be like, oh, yeah, that's going to cause more problems. But we just want to thank you, Chris and Heather.
Yes, definitely, man.
You know, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. And we're looking forward to doing wonderful things with the Cycle Source family.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing 2018, guys.
Oh.
So much is happening.
Yes.
We're just super excited. So maybe if Chris is, since he's on the line, I know I posted the one about the Ultimate Builder, but right. I wanted to know what his
favorite bike is. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to know. And he's probably going to say George because he's friends with George Stinsman from Chaos Cycles, who was the champion, I believe, last year or the year before. I forgot 1 year. Sorry, George. We don't hang out as much as we should. But, yeah.
I'm sure he's got a good choice of bike that he.
Yeah.
Well, then again, the Twisted Tea bike was there as well.
Well, I know.
So, I got a feeling that's probably his choice.
Well, of course. He built it. It wouldn't be his choice.
I'll let them put it there for the day. You know, I won it. I didn't tell you.
No, you didn't win it.
God damn.
No, I think he's putting a whole story in, if it's not out in this edition already, about the guy who bought it. It's a really good story.
Right.
And then also, January's issue of Cycle Source magazine, go to cyclesource.com or go to numerous amounts of, where can you can get it? What's that bookstore you go to all the time?
Oh, Barnes & Noble's.
Barnes & Noble's carries Cycle Source magazine.
And Publix. Carries it. I'm not in Florida.
Does.
I saw Cycle Source magazine in Publix.
In Publix.
Florida. So I those two stores, I know, I'm sure Chris can tell you 1,000 more. But the two big stores that I know, Barnes & Noble's and Publix. So go get your copy, man.
And get a subscription. Makes a lovely stocking stuffer for the man or woman motorcycle enthusiast in your life.
Yes.
That's the magazine to get.
Well, you know what? I had a, we had somebody call him. Let's call him back. All right.
What was the area code? I-81-U-812. I was waiting to say that line, and it didn't really.
It's Florida.
It's Florida.
It's Florida.
It's Flo-rida.
No, no, don't go there, please.
No. I had to. I'm sorry.
We're not doing that.
La, 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 la. And be nice. It's not my mother, thank God.
Imagine it is.
Oh, God. I haven't told my mother I'm live on the internet. She would plot.
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay, so whoever you are, we just tried calling you back.
Yep.
It's a 941 area code.
Bradenton, Florida. Give us a call back.
Bradenton, Florida. Mm-hmm. That might be Twinkle. That could be Tony.
Okay.
It could be Nina. It could be Leo.
Those guys rock.
It could be Haas. They're all in that area.
They had a picture or a video. I can't remember what it was. But I believe, was it Metallica? Somebody from Metallica wearing a Twinkle shirt?
Mm-hmm.
How fucking awesome is that?
Steven Tyler wears a Twinkle shirt.
That is fantastic.
She's pretty famous.
Yeah, I gotta say.
And she's so downhearted and such a good soul.
Awesome.
And I'm so glad I got to hang out with them.
Yes, me too.
Pre-Biketoberfest, you too. And then that thing we did with Michael Allman at the Seaside Inn. Free plug in Port Richey.
Port Richey, yes.
Not
Newport. It was Port Richey, Florida.
Right.
And that was a pretty cool bar, man. I wouldn't mind going back there and slamming some.
I know.
You know?
Oh, it was Tony and Twinkle calling in. It was just Tony now. So, Tony, call back.
Call back, Tone.
Hello. We have a couple of little... Johnny Lang's calling in shortly from Strip Club Choppers. And he's going to tell us how he's enjoying his downtime.
Yes.
Which I'm probably... He's probably just as busy as we all are in our downtime.
His Christmas sale's going on right now. You know, he's making great Christmas gifts. These are the coolest freaking shirts, man. I love my Strip Club Chopper shirts.
I know you do. You wear them every day.
I want him to send me a hat, man, for the winter. A Strip Club Chopper hat. That would be cool.
Oh, Tony's yelling at me. You're not another notch on my belt. You are the notch on my belt.
Oh, jeez.
Just freaking pick up the phone and call.
I'll tell him I'll call him back. I mean, I'm trigger happy over here.
If you want me to call you every day and text you and blow up your phone, Tony LeClerc, I will. I do not have any problems doing that.
I'm calling him again.
Call him back. Well, I don't know if that's his phone number.
I don't know. Well, call me.
I have Tony's phone number in my phone. I'll call him right now.
Well,
or I'll give you the phone number.
Wait. Let's
it could be him. Pick up the phone if that's you, Tony or Twinkle. Hold on. I'm looking in my secret.
What?
It is you.
Leo the what?
No, I think it's Leo.
What do you mean, what? So what are you guys doing? You on the phone with everybody but me?
Yeah, well, you can't call us? I mean, come on.
I do. And you know what happens? You know, like I get this beautiful, lovely, soothing voice.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Motorcycle Mayhem. Just stay where you are. I'll call you back. Scare the shit out of you. Every time. And then I wind up having to leave. Guess what? I got cool stuff going on.
We want to hear it.
Let's hear it.
Tell our listeners and viewers, because now we're on the YouTube also. So
cool. Well, Thunder by the Bay is a giant motorcycle event. It's not really a rally, but it's a big motorcycle event that's happened in Sarasota now for 20 years.
Wow.
And in some form or another, Twinkle, of course, has been involved in one way or another. They always ask her to perform.
Okay.
And I've played at it with other bands and with Twinkle. Well, it was always on Main Street. So they would close down Main Street and then Ringling Boulevard all the way to the water. And typically it brings in about $8 million in revenue to local community just from the bikers coming in. And it goes to help Suncoast Charities for Children.
Wow. Right.
Okay.
And what they have this living facility for people. It's not like an institution. There's apartments in these places where people can go and they live there and they work in the community and they get the care that they need. And, you know, Twinkle, of course, had to go there and go sing for them and all that in the place. She just loves to do it and put out a nice video about it. But that is what Thunder by the Bay is about. People always think it's this giant 3-day event with concerts. They always have, like, Great White and bands like that. They always have a ringer in there, you know, some national act headliner. And well, they, last year they moved it off of Main Street because of complaints from all the oldsters.
Oh, man.
A lot of rich old people moved down to Main Street, Sarasota, and they love the beautiful community and the rich arts community and the bikers that are here. And they, but then they want their streets to curl up at 9 o'clock at night. Well, the streets are full of the most beautiful bikes you've ever seen. And next thing you know, we're seeing nothing but signs and posts all over the town that instead of welcome bikers, thank you for $8 million in revenue. There's signs everywhere. No revving.
Oh my God!
Really?
Violators will be prosecuted. So they moved it, and they had a big city commission meeting 2 years ago. Moved Thunder by the Bay off out of Sarasota out to a nearby community and did it out in a field.
Okay.
And it was okay, but it wasn't Thunder by the Bay. So mm-hmm. now this year they've brought it back. We're on Main Street again, and nice. We are playing the Bikes on Main Street party on it's in February. I'll keep you guys abreast of it, but I posted a picture of the ad on the live feed for you guys on the Motorcycle Mayhem show.
Oh, thank
we'll
you.
We'll be doing that this year.
Excellent.
And there's a whole if people click on that, you can see the whole schedule of artists that are going to be performing, all the different bike events that
wow.
happen for almost a month leading up to it. There's so many things.
Right.
And we love the unlike the old blue hairs, we love the bikers down here.
Of course. I mean, you guys play to a lot of you play at a lot of biker events throughout the year.
All the time.
Yeah.
We just did the Siesta Beach Seafood Fest on Saturday. Had a few thousand people out there for that. Bikes
wow.
everywhere you look. It was fantastic. But we miss you guys, and we had such a great time when you were down here with Mike.
Oh, it was great. It really was great.
I know.
When are you coming back?
February. For Valentine's Day, will you be my Valentine, Tony?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I absolutely will.
Okay.
If you keep your nipple sticking out.
Okay. That's fine.
And now we got.
I'll have a new one by then.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
I like the new ones. I like old ones. It doesn't matter.
Big ones, small ones.
Yeah, boobs,
what?
Boobs. Seen one, seen them both.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, you know. I'll just put a mirror.
Well, we got. Right, that's right when I think it's February
15th.
February 20th.
Yeah, it's February. It says it's Thunder by the Bay. So far, it says it's February 15th through the 18th.
Wow.
Also, are you going to be here for this?
I might, Rabbit. You never know.
That's awesome.
So it's winter here in Florida, so why wouldn't I want to?
Thinking live show somewhere down there.
Winter.
Thinking live yeah. show somewhere down there in Sarasota.
Winter in Florida. You know what mm-hmm. it's going to be? Here's what it's going to be. You might have to bundle up. You might have to wear long sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to wear socks. It's going to be probably around 75 degrees with no humidity
and
beautiful sunshine.
Yeah.
You
might not be able to get in the pool. You might not be able to get in the pool.
That's all right. I won't do that.
I might throw you in the pool just because it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yes.
Now, have you seen, on a different subject, have you seen the giant new puppy that Nina and Leo just got?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, he's absolutely beautiful.
That is a beautiful
dog.
He's
10 weeks old, and he is almost a quarter of the size that Dante is, their other King Shepherd. He's going to be massive like Dakota was.
I love those happy pictures on Facebook that Nina posts of the dogs.
She's exhausted. She is exhausted.
I know. It's like having a new kid again.
Yeah. Especially a German Shepherd like that.
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
But it's a lot of love.
Dude, you got to see how big. Dante is massive, and he wasn't as big as his brother, Dakota. Dakota, I mean, there's a picture. I'll find it. I'll post it on your thing before.
I used to babysit Dakota and Dante.
Well, you see, you know that picture then that Nina has with Dakota, and people think it's Photoshopped.
It's not.
Wow.
It's not.
This dog was
humongous.
House,
but you're not getting out.
He used to, when I used to come to Nina's house, he used to greet me halfway down the stairs and pull me up the stairs with his mouth. He used to grab my hand and gently, but that's how, and he walked me up the stairs.
Yeah, so my brother
how in the world did that dog fit in that apartment?
Yeah, it was very difficult.
Yes.
Believe me. But they had a decent sized apartment. But it was good, yes. So
yeah. And now, Rizzo, what were you about to say?
No, my brother-in-law has a German Shepherd down in Brooksville, Florida. This dog, when he stands on his hind legs, is taller than me. German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're huge. So you come down here with Mama Dukes. Come down here for that one. We got a bunch of shows going on. We're doing that thing in Ventura, California, and then Vegas.
Okay.
And next in the summer, we're going to England and Scotland.
Wow.
Wow, you guys are going all over.
That's amazing.
Worldwide, baby.
Nice.
Good for you. That's excellent.
I'm very happy.
I wear my Motorcycle Mayhem shirt everywhere.
There you go.
That's excellent. And we're going to need we need some more songs from them so we can play it.
I got plenty. All right.
I got plenty.
Send me the ones you want us to play.
And we'll play them for you.
Yeah. Excellent. I love you guys, man.
Yeah, we love you,
love
man.
You too, Tony. All my love to Twinkle. I will. Have fun.
She's downstairs right now, and I'll let her know that you're on the phone, and she didn't get a chance to talk this time because it was my time.
Exactly. It's your time. But we love you so much. Thank you.
Yes. All right. We love you, too. I'm going to get going and keep watching your show. Do something funny.
I'm going to choke her or something?
No.
Choke her out?
Choke me. You don't even know me. Stop.
Wait a minute. I didn't say ask for porn. Did I just talk too much?
I can stick an American flag through her eye.
Now I'm really verklempt here. I'm gagging. I got the gag thing going now. Oh, God.
All right. It's almost Johnny Wright time. We'll talk to you real soon, Tony.
Talk to you later, guys. Love you both.
Love you, man. Bye-bye.
That's funny.
That's great.
We got to give some shout outs. Tony is. Don't choke me. Don't even come close to me, motherfucker.
I broke my hand today, so I can't choke you.
So now that's his Achilles heel right now on his hand.
Yeah.
The poor guy. Oh, I feel so sorry for you. Not really.
I can't even beat off.
Should I smack you?
No.
You're not ambidextrous?
No. So,
you know, guys need to be ambidextrous. Just saying.
Mr. Johnny Lang will be calling in soon with his strip club chopper report.
Oh, listen to this. Uh-huh. This is an announcement from Heather Callen. For all you listeners out there, okay, she's going to be offering for Cycle Source Magazine 20% off to all our listeners.
Wow.
Just use the promo code Mayhem, MAYHEM.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for all your support.
Thank you. 20% off for a
subscription to Cycle Source Magazine.
That is
oh, my
amazing.
God, that's an amazing deal.
That is.
I'm going to buy subscriptions for everybody.
Yeah, Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Right?
It's easy. I just do it online and put a little thing in there, print it out, put it in an envelope, bing, bang, boom, you're done.
Exactly. Yep. So everybody gets 20% off except for us. We have to pay full price.
No, we don't. No, we'll do 20%. So that's great. So then everybody can get it subscribed to their house.
Yep.
And even in the dead of winter for all us people that live in the snow, it will be delivered to your door.
Yep. And the best part about Cycle Source is that they're the rugged, hardcore bikes, you know what I mean?
It's the real bikes. It's old school builders, and you know,
just the real shit, man. You know, it's awesome.
The Everyday Joe. They feature guys. Yes. They featured my son's best friend.
They featured us.
I know, and look at us.
Yeah.
But no, there was two. There was a bike that he built. I think it was called the Snake Bite. It was a beautiful bike, and he's an auto mechanic by trade, but he rides, and he built his own bike. He built his own bike. He said, screw this, Dad. I'm not taking your bike. I'm building my own. And he, Quinn's Automotive Service in Port Jefferson, New York, call him up. But he, a friend of his commissioned him to build a bike, and he built a bike.
Excellent.
And he actually brought it down to Daytona in the beginning of the year for Bike Week, which is great. And he got to meet Dave Pirowitz, you know.
Excellent.
And a few other people.
Did they paint it?
They entered it. Yeah. I forgot the guy who painted it, but they entered it in Willie's Tropical Tattoo Show in Bike Week. And so they were there, and I started introducing him around to a bunch of people.
Excellent.
And he loved it.
So cool.
And then he built another one. And it was this for another guy. And it was a red metal flake bike. It was a chopper, another old school style chopper.
Wow.
It was great. But I had to take pictures of it for a feature, and I said, you got to name the bike. So it's all bright red, folks. So he was like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, but he was calling it Aunt Flo. I'm like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, no.
You don't want that flow girl.
No.
Every month she comes around. We don't want that.
Oh, I don't get it. But no, it's a gorgeous bike. On my personal page, if any of your friends are me, you can see the stuff.
But we're still trying to, we're going to be building a bike one day. The Mayhem bike.
Yeah, eventually we'll get there.
Motorcycle Mayhem motorcycle we want to build. Randy.
Yes, Randy. That's your side project.
But you design it. Randy will build it. I will ride it. All right? I like that.
Yeah,
deal.
Because I actually could design it. Because you can't do shit.
You design the colors?
No, I'll design the whole build. Fuck you.
You can't say I don't do shit.
Can you design it? We're having an argument, folks, because we're not married. Could you actually design a motorcycle from the ground up? I mean, with the specs and everything.
I think
you just can't grab parts and you can. And you do it as you go,
right.
And you have to know how to fabricate a little bit, you know. Sometimes
you design it, Randy will build it,
okay.
And I will ride it. All right. I mean, I like that. That's a good deal.
No, you have your own bike. I need my bike back, so I need to build a bike
that Mama can
ride. Well, I personally feel that my wet spot license plate would look fabulous on the Mayhem motorcycle.
Wet spot.
That's what it says.
Oh my God.
That's my license plate. WTSPOT.
My license.
And yes, folks. That is a custom license plate that I still pay for and renew it every year, so nobody else can have it in New York.
My license plate says, get off me, you fat bastard.
If I was your license plate, I would be, ouch. That's all it would be. It would be barbecue.
Oh,
BBQ. I would put BBQ on your license plate. We dropped the Thunder by the Bay link on our feed, and Tony LeCook did it also.
We have Mr. Johnny Lang on the phone. Hello, Mr. Johnny Lang from Strip Club Choppers. What's up, brother?
Oh, you know, brother. Just taking it easy on a Monday night, watching a little football.
All right.
Football. The Jets suck, damn it.
They won yesterday.
They won yesterday.
Unbelievable. So what's going on, brother?
Oh, not too much. Trying to keep all these customers happy, getting their Christmas orders filled as quickly as possible. Shipped about 15 orders this morning.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, we got a couple of specials going. If you place an order, we give you a free bandana or a free patch with every order.
Oh, yep, so, yep.
So people are taking advantage of that, and we've been pretty busy. So
excellent. You know what? I hope we get a little Christmas gift from Johnny Lane this year.
No, I hope I do. Now, you got enough gifts from Johnny Lang. You're his butt buddy now.
I want to.
You got more stuff than I do.
I want a winter hat. All right, a winter hat. Yeah,
Johnny, don't send him anything. Charge him half price so you can make some money off this freeloading SOB.
We got beanies. Yeah, we got jackets. You know, we're selling the heck out of sweatshirts right now. Oh boy, all of them are going north.
Yeah, your sweatshirts are great too.
A lot of sweatshirts leaving town, so that's a good thing. A lot of zip up hoodies, a lot of pullover hoodies. So we're very appreciative of all the orders we're getting. Plus, I've been working on the new trike.
Yeah,
doing some work on that. My guys from Ohio delivered it down to me, and they took care of some electrical issues for me and a couple other issues. And so I've been getting it cleaned up and putting logos on it and doing some other, small fine detail work, and do a photo shoot here either later this week or early next week with the bike for promo for next year. So we're going to start marketing the heck out of that trike, the Strip Club Choppers Trailer Trash Trike.
Nice.
It's got air ride front and rear. It's got a 30-inch front wheel. It's got subwoofers built into the box.
Oh, wow. My God.
It's like a it's so loud, the stereo on that thing. It's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
They got amplifiers built into the box. It's a rolling strip club.
And a vibrator, I'm sure, with all that bass.
Well, the motorcycle running, so, yeah, I'm pretty happy with it, so I'm looking forward. We're going to have that on tour all year. Next year we'll be debuting it at Bike Week.
And, excellent.
It'll be going all over that. So I've been working on that here and there. So
that I can't wait to see that thing. That's going to be quite an interesting bike to look at.
Yeah. We can do dance off contests on it. And bikini contest and whatever we can do right on the bike.
That's fantastic. So, yeah. You want to tell everybody like how to find your stuff and what kind of deals you got going on?
They can go to stripclubchoppers.com. Right. And that's our website. And if any order they place, they'll either get a free bandana or a free patch. If they specify which one, then they can pretty much pick which one they want. If they don't specify, we give you one or the other.
Okay.
And that's going to run here through the remainder of the month. So still plenty of time to get the Christmas orders in. You know, like I said, I ship them pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like I said, we're moving quite a bit of stuff.
Excellent.
So all they have to do is go to stripclubchoppers.com, and that's, you know, that goes with any order. You know, they just order a T-shirt or anything. They still get a free bandana or a free patch.
And it really, you know, look at this. I'm wearing one right now.
I know.
Right? They are awesome shirts. I think they are the coolest things out there. Because the design themselves are awesome. The way they're written out is awesome. They're awesome. I love them. If I had 7 of them, I'd wear one every day. You know what I'm saying?
You'd never have to do laundry.
Well, we appreciate you supporting it, Brad.
We'd really do it.
Yes. I wear my strip club chopper proud.
We appreciate all the people that place orders. A lot of Christmas gifts going out of here right now. A lot of ladies ordering, and they're ordering men's clothes. So I'm like, I know it's a Christmas order. So if we just happen to not have it in stock or something, I will call you personally, and we'll find some substitute. We'll make it happen.
Excellent.
Don't worry. We make it happen. I get people ordering stuff on the 22nd, 21st.
Wow.
You know, I get up there, and I send them priority mail. I get them out of there, you know, I make sure that they get them out. So we appreciate people ordering stuff from us.
And if you order them on the 23rd or 24th, he actually puts the Santa suit on. And he flies there and drops him over your house.
Pretty much.
I'm not allowed to leave the state of Florida. It's too cold.
I don't blame you, man.
I don't blame you there either.
It was like 80 today. I didn't have an air conditioner on today.
Sweet.
Did you really?
All right.
I woke up, it was 32 degrees out. I woke up this morning.
I woke up to, I have a fireplace in my room, so I woke up to that.
Oh, geez.
So I'm nice and comfy, cozy all the time.
So John, you have franchises as well, right, yourself?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that. We got a new franchise coming out.
Oh, really?
In Kansas / Colorado.
Oh, nice.
That's a new one. They're on board. And the gentleman that has Strip Club Choppers East Coast, currently, he's taking over New York for next year.
Okay, is that Gus?
Is that Gus?
That is Gus.
Nice.
All right, Gus. Pull, pull.
Gus will be out there, taking care of business. I'm going to do a press release coming up here, and then we officially have our second national rig next year. That's the guys out of Ohio, Michigan. It's called Strip Club Choppers Great Lakes. They're going to be running the circuit next year. They're going to be covering rallies that, you know, I can't get to.
Yep.
Or if I'm, you know, at one rally, a lot of times there's two big rallies running on the same weekend.
Right.
You know, so they're going to handle one and I'll handle another. So they came down like somebody delivered that trike. We finalized that whole deal and making sure that, they're going to be out there and taking care of all the other big rallies. They got a trailer just the same size as mine, and he's going to have a couple of bikes there. He's going to have a bagger, and I'm going to bike him one of my other bikes to take with. So he'll have a couple of bikes at every show for people to look at.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. So it'll give us more coverage, you know, across the United States.
And if any of those other franchises ever want to call our show and do any promoting, they're more than welcome to call us up and talk about what they're doing.
Yeah, let them know. They can call us anytime.
Let us know that because he definitely needs to hook up with you guys.
Yeah,
he's on our coast, so...
Gus needs to get with you guys. He's a great guy. And like I said, he's taking over New York, and I know he's going to do a fantastic job.
Absolutely is.
I was already planning on hooking him up with you guys, and you guys can, give him some support.
Yes, definitely. No doubt. And we'll have him come in the studio.
Yeah, work with him at the shows and stuff, and that would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. We're on the board with that, buddy. We are.
I appreciate it.
You got it.
We'll let you go get some rest because you are a busy man. But check out Strip Club Choppers.
I dropped the link on there for everyone, so just go through the feed. You'll find it.
Yeah.
StripClubChoppers.com and get them Christmas orders in and get squared away. We appreciate it.
That's right.
You got it.
And I'm going to order a winter hat.
Yeah, and pay for it this time.
I will pay for it either. Johnny, I paid for my stuff down when I went down there, right?
You certainly did.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
thank
just making
much.
Sure you're doing the right thing. Of support course. Local business.
Yes, I did.
In our world.
You're just jealous of me getting nothing.
I spent all my money getting there, so I had nothing to spend. We'll see you soon, Johnny. Thank you so much for calling in.
You guys have a great night. I'll talk to you before Christmas. You guys have a great night.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's really good stuff, man.
No, yeah, he does.
Randy's crying that he don't have a strip club shop or shirt all, Randy.
I'd give you mine, but you'd have to lose a lot of weight.
I'd give you mine, but fuck you, no. All right.
Go buy one. You can get a discount.
Yeah.
And you'll get a free patch and sticker
That's
with
right.
every order. Stripclubchoppers.com.
I'll get them one for Christmas. That's all I'll do. I'll be nice.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna get
What are you getting me for Christmas?
I'm getting you a Motorcycle Mayhem shirt. You know what?
We got those shirts.
For Christmas, you can buy them.
You could, but...
But what?
I was going into the promo for our sponsor who created those shirts for us at C&S Design and Apparel. You can go to cnsapparel.com online, and they have awesome deals for mass quantities of T-shirts, especially for your runs. They start at $3.95 a shirt. So give them a call. I'm putting the phone number up here, 631-448-73. You could help me here, Johnny. 312. Or visit their website at C.
And S. That's end. A-N-D.
Yes. Go
ahead.
Apparel.com. Thank you.
I got Randy making. Randy's telling my wife to give me the finger for him. Imagine this.
What? You're making Dawn do your dirty work?
Yeah. Well, you give Randy the finger back for me.
Double tap him in and see if we can get him on the screen on the iPad.
No, on the iPad, ain't gonna work.
Oh.
And so after you get your shirt from CNS Design, all right? And if you're near Patchogue, okay?
Right.
Long Island, you have to check out the Village Idiot Pub. They have incredible food, first of all. Their steak sandwiches are out of this world. Top class bar, all right? All top shelf liquor. Oh. Now I got Randy calling.
And his phone picture is him giving you the finger.
Yes, you're on the air. I'm doing a commercial.
Who are you too, pal?
Do you know that is your phone picture? Is you giving him the finger? So now every time you call him, he sees that?
Yeah. Can I get back to my commercials?
Yeah, we're doing promos for people that pay to keep us online.
Yes. I'm calling you right back.
No, I want to hear.
Right, I'm gonna go online and buy my own shirt because you won't give me one, bitch.
Okay, go do it, Randy. I'm glad you're feeling better.
And while you're there, get me a hat, all right?
I'm a size medium. Goodbye.
Anyway, the Village Idiot Pub, okay? They're located at 8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. They got unbelievable food. They got breakfast, unbelievable breakfast. Their prices are right on. All right, check them out. Are you laughing at me?
Breakfast?
Breakfast. Fucking breakfast. Right.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'll slow down. All right. The Village Idiot Pub has an unbelievable breakfast. They have an unbelievable lunch.
Thank you.
And they have awesome dinners. And it's an awesome bar. Okay. They have music at night. They have DJs sometimes. And on weekends, they have breakfast. I say that again. Okay? Check them out. www.villageidiotpubli.com.
Let me drop the link.
Check them out. I'm putting the link in there.
Wait,
if you live on Long Island, you have to go there. Okay?
I need a Village Idiot shirt now. Village Idiot Pub li.com, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And they have awesome breakfasts.
They have breakfast. Breakfast. Okay.
Breakfast? Oh, my God.
Hi, Jane.
I'm dying over here. I think I spelled Village Idiot Pub Long Island wrong. What's the website? Village. I I did spell it right. Village okay. Village. Oh, I forgot the WW. But let me see if it goes there. Hold on. I'm clicking out.
All right. Well, we're going to be right back after these other messages.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Chopper's full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. But do you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to the Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yes, you are. Listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Mayhem.
And that was Mr. Wayne Penix.
Yes, it was.
Awesome guy,
and
man.
He called us in earlier.
Yes, he did.
In the show, for those of you who got here later, to tell us about the Bike of Trash Nation toy run that they did. Hundreds of bikes that were collected.
Unbelievable.
Even pre-run, he did videos. Everybody shared them everywhere and were ordering bikes online for Wayne and the guys from Forgotten Sons Motorcycle group there. And everybody went and picked everything up. So even pre-run.
Right.
They had an amazing collection of toys and bikes for these kids. And that's what it's all about,
you know,
the holidays.
Like we said before, you know, people, well, some white people are scared of bikers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to be scared of. They're the best people in the world, man. The most
yeah.
given, right? Right there to help. That's what it's all about, man.
I know.
It's all about that.
We had our toy run this Sunday.
Yes. How was that?
I don't know. I slept through it.
Oh, my God.
The Javits Show wore me out. But I will say that the Full Throttle toy run to Stony Brook Children's Hospital was a huge success this year. They had over 200 bikes leading the pack and guiding Santa's sleigh that had the beautiful Wonder Woman and the handsome Superman in there. And the kids were so excited because these are children that are in the cancer center in Stony Brook Children's Hospital. They also have some immune diseases. These are kids that spend the Christmas in the hospital. So to brighten their day, they had the Nassau County Fire Riders and a bunch of other groups that helped lead Santa and delivered hundreds of toys as well, put them under the Christmas tree. And the kids got to see Santa go up in a bucket.
Oh, wow.
And wave to everybody for the kids that couldn't come down because they were too sick to do that. They couldn't be exposed to germs and stuff. But it's just a very moving event every single year. So just like in every single one of y'all states that you all have things that are happening. We just keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what we do.
Exactly. You know, that's keep going, man.
That's it.
And sharing is very important on Facebook, sharing these events.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get out there.
They do.
And no, I did not forget about the chocolates, Jane. Aaron, not Aaron. Who made the chocolates?
I don't know the guy. I wasn't there, and I didn't eat them.
David. Steve.
Steve made them.
Joe. Wait, no. Steve.
Joe Mama.
Joe. Steve. Steve Parker. There you go. Steve Parker made some incredible candies.
Which I only heard about.
Yes, and I ate them. I ate them.
Of course you
I
did.
I wasn't supposed to eat them. Ah, she's a vegetarian.
What does that mean? I don't eat veg.
Well,
she is. I just watch and take pictures.
Steve Parker, man, you do great work. And yes, what, Steve? Yeah. Yes, I would love some candy for Christmas. Thank you. That's awesome. She's not going to get a shirt and candy. Watch.
You're getting all this crap.
And Jane made me some good ribs. She made some great ribs.
Well, maybe she could freeze dry them and ship them to you.
That's the motorcycle community.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's what we do.
Right. We give, and I take.
I'm giving you coal, man. I am totally giving you coal. What you're getting. You're getting coal. But let's give out a shout-out to Faith also and to Denise in addition to Kim.
Well,
okay, our three lovelies are out there busting their butts right now to what two groups?
Live to Ride and Ride to Live. But they have not yet joined. It's a two-wheel thing yet, and we're going to have them on there soon.
Mm-hmm.
But they are. No, thank you, girls, because those are my sharks, man. Those girls are out there making sure the group is run right. Just like...
Well, they're just staying on it.
Just like Bike Trash Nation run right, this group is run right.
Yes.
Those girls are awesome. Thank you, ladies.
You're sticking with the program, and we love you.
Sticking with it, even though yesterday I was like writing to them. I did a benefit yesterday.
And you were drunk yesterday.
I was fucking wasted. All right? And we did a benefit for my buddy Jim. Another show I do sometimes called the Jim Sinise Show. I'm pointing like it's over here. It's not.
There's nothing
and
there.
He needed a kidney transplant, so we had a big benefit for him. And it was a great turnout, man.
That's right.
He really did well. And I was talking to the girls, like every now and then I look at my phone and I see them talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, listen, I'm really wasted. You guys just won the page, right? But thank you, ladies. You girls do a great job, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, you do.
And I want to do another shout out to my buddy Ace, who turned 70 years old last weekend.
Wow.
And he rides like a motherfucker. This guy is everywhere.
He should call into the show.
You know what? They listen to the show. I found that out. And you know how they listen to the show?
How?
MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
That's right.
Because they don't do Facebook.
No.
So Laura, his girlfriend, hi, if listening. And an Ace, man, happy birthday, man, 70 years.
God bless you both.
Give us another 70.
Hell yeah. I would want to live to 140, said no one ever.
Imagine.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
So, anyway. But
I want to give some shout outs. Sure. We got some new people on here,
yes.
Or people I've just noticed now, so I apologize for never noticing you before. But we got Vicky McCoy from Colorado.
Hello.
She's checking in.
Excellent.
Huckleberry McGinnis. I love that name.
Yeah, I was talking to him over the weekend.
I
Huckleberry,
do.
What's up, Huckleberry?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Welcome to the mayhem.
Yeah, welcome to the mayhem. I'm trying to think. And Randy Southern Engine Morgan said hi to you earlier.
What's up, Andy?
I don't know who that is.
I know who it is.
We have Carrie on here, Carrie Lingle, and Winford. Winford, my buddy Winford's on.
What's up, Winford?
How are you, Winford, dear? Tommy Puckett's on. And who else? I'm trying to go down. There's so many people. Everybody comments and chats amongst themselves on our feed, which I think it's great.
Yeah, but
Bobby Smith is here, too.
Down in the dark room over here on the other side, YouTube. Go to YouTube and check us out as well.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Waller is on YouTube, and he's our other cigar guy. Well, Jane's multitasking between both.
Is she really?
Yeah, Jane's on the Facebook feed, and Jane Morris is also on our YouTube feed, and Randy's on there. And who else? Daniela Marchese is on. Hey,
hello,
Daniela. She's on the YouTube. And Carmine is on there, too.
Carmine. Hey, Carmine, how are you?
Hey, Carmine.
Let's break some bread together, Carmine. Huh?
You don't know who you're talking to behind that sea there.
It's okay.
Hopefully you do that. Okay, we can wait. Oh, I can show that. You can say the word shit on YouTube. It's hiding a couple of posts because I have the language strictly restricted. You know,
yes.
Got to play by the YouTube rules.
That's right.
No, but we said we had a few shout-outs, which is good.
We can't forget about the Chrome Angels,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right. That's our newest. Yeah. All Women's Motorcycle Riding Group, and they have chapters throughout the United States.
Yeah.
They are motorcycle riding organization.
Yep.
They're an MRO or MR thing, and we had them call in last week, and maybe they'll call in again this week. And when we have our usuals, we have Ida and Paul.
Right.
Life Unloaded. You can go check them out on Facebook.
That's they
are
a great story.
They are touring the world now.
The world.
Yeah.
On motorcycles. All right. And where are they now? I wonder. Are they still in Mexico?
I think they're still. I don't know where they are.
Guatemala. They were down in Guatemala.
They were in Guatemala. I think they like it there so much they don't want to leave. Who would want to? I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to leave.
We got a
phone
call coming in.
Okay.
You are on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. What's happening?
What's going on, man?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Huckleberry McGinnis.
Hey, Huckleberry. How are you, sir?
Huckle, not Hunkle.
Huckleberry.
Hunka.
Yeah,
Hunka.
Hunka. It's Huckleberry. I love that name. I love that name.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a great name. It really is.
Yeah, well, I got it from the great man, Doc Holliday, you know. Real true OG gangster, you know what I mean?
Yeah
man.
Totally. Awesome.
So where you from, bud?
How are y'all doing tonight?
We're doing well. So,
great.
Where are you from?
I am from Missouri. I call it Misery, though, just north of KC.
Okay. Excellent. And what do you ride?
What's that?
What do you ride?
Well, I was riding a No 2 Fat Boy until I put her down Wednesday.
Oh,
Wednesday? It just happened? Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah, it just happened Wednesday.
Sorry,
I was being Evel Knievel.
Uh-oh.
On a Fat Boy?
Oh, those Fat Boys are great, buddy. Man.
I got an 07 Fat Boy.
Yeah, two gears down too fast and really got from underneath me, broke my clavicle, so.
Oh, and you're calling into the show? Oh, my God, what a fan. He's an amazing fan. Private messes us your address. And your shirt size, and we will send you a Get Well Motorcycle Mayhem t-shirt.
Oh, that would be awesome. I will do that for sure, guys.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Definitely.
No, but, so, like, what happened to the Fat Boy, if you don't mind me asking? You need a lot of work to that?
Not too much. Fender got bent up, broke off a driving light, turn signal mirror. Other than that, she runs great.
Okay.
Yeah, but, of course, I'm down and out for a while.
Yeah, how long is a recuperation for a clavicle?
That's a good question. I really don't know.
Wow. That's this right here,
I think.
I'm right?
43 years old, first broken bone ever in my life. I thought I'm doing pretty good so far.
Yeah,
so.
That's not bad if that's the first bone you had to break.
Yeah, man, really.
Right.
So you learned now.
Well,
yeah, trust me.
And you got a pass, and you'll never do that again.
That's right.
No, I will not.
Good
boy. I definitely will not do that ever again.
Excellent.
So I'm part of the Fat Boy community myself. I got an 07 Fat Boy.
Yeah?
I love my bike, man. I love it.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It was my dream bike ever since Terminator 2, and I've seen Schwarzenegger on one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big boy myself, and
just
the name fit me. So it's like, I got to have one, you know.
Excellent.
And I tell you what, I mean, a lot of people don't know this. Last year was my first time to ever buy me a bike, ever even ride a bike.
Really?
And
wow.
Self-taught. And, I mean, after 3 months, I was already in Kentucky at the All Harley Drags and Rally out there.
Good.
You know. So
that's wonderful.
It's been
man.
An experience this whole last year for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
Now we got the group going on.
Right.
And what group is that?
We got two of them right now, actually. We got one that's called, I don't know if I can cuss on there.
Yes, you can. You can.
I can?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. It's called Huck Gives No Fucks. It's what we're called right now.
Okay.
Love it.
And, we used to be called Hucks, Honeys, and Harleys, or Harleys and Honeys.
Yep.
But we decided to say, you know what, it's time for a change, you know. It's time to make a difference in the world. You know, that's what I started this group up as. I was born old school ways and respect, you know.
Right.
And by the code. And that's what a lot of people don't go by anymore is the code, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I started this group up, is to put that out there, you know, because we live in a shit world right now, you know, with all these stuff going on. And it's a way to get people out there to say, look, man, you know, if you want to say you're a biker, you want to call me your brother or sister, live by those rules. Live by that code.
Exactly.
You know, That's exactly. how it is, and that's how it needs to be.
Exactly.
And that's why
you're right.
You know, my group pumped up to 4,500 people, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And I get a lot of respect from the ladies, of course. A lot of ladies love that group. We got a lot of beautiful women in there.
Excellent.
Like right now, Carrie Lingle's one of them.
Yeah,
my
Carrie.
Little girl right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she's just.
She's on the show. She's on the show.
Keep posting the links, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Yeah. I shouted out to her earlier.
We got CJ Blevins, a buddy of mine. He's watching right now.
Okay.
What's up, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been an experience. I'll tell you that, guys.
Excellent.
It's been an experience. And right now, we're trying to get a calendar going uh-huh. of our honeys.
That's nice. Great.
What a good idea.
Yeah, you know, my thing is, I want to give guys what they want. They want the girl next door. You know, we don't want these models on bikes.
You're right. Exactly right.
Right? Yeah. I want to see the girl that I can walk in and see at a grocery store, you know, or anywhere.
Yeah.
That's the kind of gal I want to see.
Yep.
Right.
So I'm trying to give my brothers that, you know. We are trying to push this, trying to get it going. And, yeah, I got amazing ideas, you know. A lot of ideas to go to make this bigger than what it really is right now.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Well, you can take us with you.
Yeah. Right? You share our stuff, and we'll come join your group. Why not?
I'm already in them.
Right, you should.
I'll join it then. Fuck you.
Yeah, we all have a good time in there. I mean,
all right.
Like I said, you got a couple of people in there, like T's another one in there. I've known her for about a year now. She's a great girl.
Uh-huh.
I mean... That's just, like I said, it's all about respect, loyalty, and honesty. You know?
Yeah, that's the truth.
That.
You know it.
You got to stay the fuck out of Hucks, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
That's how we are.
Well, feel free to actually put our show, post them from your pages. I mean, that'd be great. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you can always share them to
yeah,
your groups and stuff.
Yeah, we can do
stuff.
That, man. We will hook you guys up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
we love it.
The Facebook rules, if I do it too many times, I get put in jail.
It does, really. I mean, you know, it's like, I'll tell you, I had an uncle back in the 80s. He was an entertainer. You know, I mean... He traveled everywhere.
Right.
But the thing is, he didn't have Facebook or YouTube to put himself out there like I do now.
Yep.
You know, to make a name for who I am.
Yeah.
You know? Which I was a nobody at first, and now I'm somebody, which it feels great in my life.
And now you're
really
somebody.
Great feeling.
Yeah, because now you're live on the air with us, with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Right?
Now you're part of the Mayhem family.
That's it.
Oh, I love it. I love being
You're
a
in.
Part of family, you know.
Yeah.
It's great to be a part of a family that I never had one for years, you know, growing up my whole life. And now I got a big one that look out for me, and I look out for them.
That's awesome, man.
That's exactly. That's all that is right there. That's
yeah.
What yep.
right there,
that's man. What we do. We take care of our own,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are within, you know, reach or not in reach sometimes. But, yeah, we do what we got to do.
Yeah.
That's right.
It.
You know, I mean, you know, if you got a brother or sister needs a hand up, you know, that's what we're there for. You know, you call on us, we'll be there for you. You know?
Excellent. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
it. The holidays coming up. You know.
Yep.
We know. There's a lot of people out there that need a hand up.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've made it known that we should do that ourselves in our group. You know, start up something, you know, because who knows if one of our brothers or sisters may need some help this time.
Yeah.
So why not we do that for them, you know, help one out.
Why
help
not?
Somebody out.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. The amount of people that are in your group, if everybody can just contributed $1.
Exactly. You know, that's what
$1.
I mean, you know, it's like I've had brothers and sisters, you know, during the Houston flood. You know, and I'm like, you know, even a dollar, you know, that's mm-hmm. all that makes a difference.
Yeah.
$1.
That's it.
You know, mm-hmm. and if you got that many people, it adds up.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, it most certainly does.
But it makes you feel good knowing you're helping somebody out.
Sure.
You know, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you don't, yep. and you don't, you know, and a lot of people, you know, we don't really brag about it. We do a lot of stuff, you know, and we just love it.
Right.
When it goes
exactly.
where it has
you
to
know,
go.
Behind
and,
the scenes, you know.
Yeah. And it's great.
I understand, guys. I understand completely.
But I can't believe you actually, I'm like feeling like really like super like honored almost that you just broke your clavicle 2 days ago and you're calling our show.
No, it was Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Oh,
we.
Oh, that makes it better.
Oh, that's right, because I keep forgetting that.
Trust me, my shoulder is swollen like a watermelon right now.
Oh, man. All right. Well, hopefully you're getting good care with that.
Listen,
I'm doing that for sure.
Okay.
You call us anytime you want, man.
I will, man. I appreciate it.
Thank
I
you,
really
Huck.
Do, and thank you all for what you're doing for
yeah,
us.
No worries
Yeah,
there.
Thank you. And check out our page, our Motorcycle Mayhem Facebook page. Like us. follow us, share us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, no problem. And I will give you guys props.
Yeah, man. Don't forget to message us.
My group, you guys give yourselves props. You know, you guys are more than welcome.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And you have yourself a great night. Heal
you
quickly.
Do the same, brother and sister.
Thank you.
And get back on those two wheels when you can, and be careful out there, brother.
Definitely will. You guys have a great week.
You do the same,
you
man.
You too.
Take care now.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye, Huck. That was so cool. Yeah. And then and T-Bird, and she's like, oh, Huck's on there live. She's on the feed. Hey, T-Bird.
T-Bird.
I think it's great. I said, this is, like, really awesome how we have this nice little community of like-minded people.
Well,
and,
this is what I want the show to be about.
Yeah.
I want the show to be about, you know, people who have groups that want to share their groups with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, tell their stories, what they ride. You know, if there's an awesome place to stop and eat somewhere that you've seen or
right.
something, you know, really biker, you know, related that, you know, you want to share with us, then we can share it with everybody. You
yes,
know what I mean?
We can. We actually can. So,
and wait, one more thing before we go. We should mention that we do have a live feed. I mean, a live chat on the YouTube as well. So if you go on YouTube, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on YouTube, you can actually have a chat with us there, too. And you get better sound quality, better picture, right? I could do this.
I'm going to drop the link right on our Facebook page.
Well, that?
But they can't see you doing it. Only the people on YouTube
I know. The people on YouTube just got a little treat. They got to see you up close.
They did?
Yeah.
I have
sorry.
No freaking makeup
sorry,
on.
Sorry,
and I have raccoon
that.
Eyes.
I can't take that back.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you fucking did that to me. I'm hiding. Hiding now.
So, yeah. So, you know, check out the YouTube page. Check out our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Like us, follow us, share us, you know, all that good stuff. And, you know.
Yeah. Oh, we got Carrie Sparrow on here, likes our page.
Hello,
now.
Carrie. How are you?
Just came on, liked our page, and is watching us. Oh, the Fruitmaster is on.
Johnny Fruitmaster.
So before he calls in.
what he normally does is he sends me stuff on my phone. Then he watches the video to see if I'm laughing. Yeah,
of course. Love you too, Huckleberry. Thank you again for calling in. This was awesome. And
and
like I said, Huck, just private, send us a message on our Facebook page, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, with your shirt size and a mailing address, and we will send you a Get Well Soon shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
Get Well Soon.
T-Bird, you're hot too, man. Oh, my God. I'm dying over here.
Why?
Impulse Custom Cycles just liked us.
What's up?
Yep. So hopefully they're watching us as well. Welcome, Impulse Custom Cycles. This is really cool. It's like our feed's blowing up.
If they
right want
to call us and talk about what they do, please feel free. 877-917-5263.
Yes.
The phone lines are open. I always want to say that. The phone lines are open right now.
Call in. You know, it's only one caller at a time because we're not rude, so we don't answer the call. If it's coming in, it'll go to voicemail.
Well, yep. Oh, plus Jane says she's sharing the chocolate down here on YouTube, so.
Oh, thanks.
If you're not on YouTube, you're not getting the chocolate.
You are? Where the fuck is it? Hold on. I'm missing the whole chocolate thing. Did I miss the chocolate porn on the YouTube?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Johnny's Angels. Da, 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 da. Where? What chocolate? Where?
Don't worry about it. That's between me and Jane and Steve.
Suck.
All right?
All right.
And Dawn.
I'm totally mad now.
Yeah. All those clusters.
But it doesn't
matter.
Jesus
Christ. And they both made me ribs. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
If you haven't figured it out by now, Johnny's thing is barbecue food.
I love barbecue.
And apparently now these chocolate things.
He made these, like, peanut butter cups that blew Reese's out of the water. Blew them out of the water.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Steve, if you want to package those things and sell them, man, we could sell them for you. That'd be great.
No, Johnny would eat them. Do not listen to those lies. He's just conning you.
How much would we charge for that? No, just free chocolate.
All right. So last week, we have time because it's only we have a few moments before our next caller.
It's 9:22.
You got nothing to talk about, right? I wanted to talk about this last week, but the show went so quick. I've been printing out stuff here and there and checking out on the history and stuff. And one of the things this week, it's going to be famous men and their motorcycles, the ones I like.
Okay.
And then next week, I want to mention famous women, but pioneering women in that sense in the motorcycle world.
And there's plenty of them.
And there are plenty of us sisters out here that started this thing when we weren't even allowed to wear pants. Yeah, freaking riding on motorcycles.
Nice,
so it's awesome. But there was a couple, you know, famous actors and everything else. And one of the first ones, and I can't even freaking read my own damn thing. Okay, so the typical guy was Marlon Brando.
Yes.
All right. Oh, yeah. So that set it off for, you know, every guy wanting to go out and get a motorcycle.
Yep.
So, with everyone still asleep, I've been that way since he first moved to New York. I do. Is this his thing? I'm just reading. Oh, I'm just reading about him. Hold on. If you owned a motorcycle, you left it outside your apartment, and in the morning, it was still there. Back in the day in New York City, it was wonderful on summer nights to cruise around the city at 1, 2, or 3 a.m.
That must have been awesome.
Wearing jeans and a t-shirt with a girl on the seat behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm quoting him. If I didn't start out with one, I'd find one. Marlon Brando.
Yep.
How fucking cool is that?
No, that's amazing.
He wasn't just riding him in the movie theaters. And then, of course, you know, Bob Dylan had his little episode in 1966.
Right.
He did ride a 64 Triumph Tiger 100. And he suffered an injury to his vertebrae, and then after that, he stopped riding. Pussy. Sorry. I just saw him live in concert, too. Uh-huh. But actually, even though Clark Gable posed on the press photos, he actually did ride a motorcycle. He owned and rode a 1934 Harley-Davidson RL, to be exact.
What?
I don't know who this guy is. I don't want to mention him on the air. No, I don't want to do that. So Clint Eastwood, he was an occasional rider in his personal life. He rode motorcycles as part of several of his films, including Coogan's Bluff, for example. He chased and escaped criminals through Central Park while astride a Triumph Bonneville. And yes, folks, that was him doing it. And then Charles Lindbergh owned a motorcycle in addition to, you know, flying planes. And there was one really cool one in here. All right, so James Dean.
James Dean, yeah.
The other one.
That's like the ultimate classic.
Totally. I mean, you know, you have the iconic posters and everything else. And, of course, right. You know, Rebel Without a Cause had a thing for motorcycles. He got his first real motorcycle at the age of 15. So he really did ride also. It was a 1947 CZ 125cc. He was the only kid in his small town in Indiana, folks.
Wow.
He grew up in Indiana with his own motorcycle, and he rode it full throttle. Losing two teeth in a fall, and the locals called him One Speed Dean.
Wow. That's awesome.
And his speed was wide open. Yes. And my ultimate favorite, of course, is the king of cool, is Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, but he also did ride. Let me just see real quick. He would grab use of one of the Indian bikes that were on the movie set, and he would tear out of Tinseltown and onto the open road. McQueen loved off-road racing as well, and raced the Triumphs TR6 and everything from the Baja 1000 to the prestigious International 6 Days Trial. So, and the TR6 also famously makes an appearance in The Great Escape, and in that film. And this is a trivia question, folks. McQueen performed many of his own stunts. However, contrary to popular belief, it was not McQueen who jumped the bike over the barbed wire fence in that iconic scene from the movie.
Right.
Because of insurance concerns, they wouldn't allow him to do it. But Bud Ekins did. And he was called in to make that leap. So Google Bud Ekins, and you can see he was a famous stunt rider. And he was the one that actually performed that,
that
hair-raising scene. But all the other motorcycle scenes in The Great Escape, Steve McQueen did.
Right.
So those are my awesome, famous, favorite people.
Randy just mentioned Peter Fonda.
Yes, I know. Peter Fonda rode, but, you know, we all know that.
But we cannot forget Arthur Fonzarelli, who, funny enough, does not know how to ride. In an opening scene... Oh, Happy Days?
He doesn't
ride. When he rides into the parking lot, they pushed him in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And the bike wasn't even running.
No, he doesn't ride. Actually, they did show him here, but I didn't print it out because I didn't really want to mention that. But yes, you know, Peter Fonda, Easy Rider, you know, classic, iconic movie. But I, you know, was talking about the other.
I watched that movie the other night. Easy Rider.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking wild movie.
You know what my favorite scene is?
Was what?
When they're dropping LSD in there in the cemetery.
Yeah, just about to say that to you. That part there, you're like, what the fuck? You want to do LSD yourself, right? Just watch it.
No, but, I don't want to ever do LSD, but that was like really, how do you think the guy that, the
that
director, or whoever,
shit.
The guys and the writers, they actually had to have done LSD to have done that scene.
Remember that.
That was pretty freaking freaky.
Yeah, that was very freaky, man.
Yeah, but it was another great movie. I mean, that's.
But that's another movie that just goes to show you the bad rap that bikers have, because they couldn't even go into a restaurant to sit down.
No.
Without people, the cops looking at them. But the funny part about that is we're the most given.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, hey, it used to be back in the day, you used to see a guy and the tattoo industry had that same thing. You'd see somebody covered in head to toe in tattoos or just have a few tattoos showing.
Right,
right away, they're like a bad guy, they're a hood or everything else. Now it's the hipster thing, and you see guys, you know, with full sleeves, a beard, and a man bun drinking, Starbucks. Hello. I guess it's accepted now.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But,
don't ever wear a man bun.
Yeah, no.
Please don't. No.
Please, no.
It's not acceptable in my world. I'm sorry.
No, we don't like that.
Long hair, no problem. Ponytail, no problem. Braid, no problem. Braid your little Flavor Saver, not a problem.
Exactly. No. Don't do that.
Man bun, no.
But a hamburger bun's okay.
I'm going to get you a hamburger bun.
As long as you shove some meat in there and boom, boom, boom.
Shove a lot of things in there.
Here we
That's
go.
That's what buns are for.
It's the brewmaster. What's up, baby?
Old, same old. Just cleaning up the new shop of Fru Motorsports.
Right.
Yeah. You got a website yet?
But did I get a website yet?
Yeah.
I don't even have an engine together yet.
I was going to share all your information.
I called in. I had to call in. I think Johnny knows why I'm calling in.
Okay,
this,
I do.
You guys, this hipster thing, it just irritates me.
Oh, yeah.
And like I heard Margaret saying, years ago that, you had a tattoo. It's like, woo, everybody looked at you and you were the bad guy or, whatever. But, now you get on TV and you look. And there's a chef with a full sleeve, doing the show about, eating barbecue in Louisiana or something. You know what I mean? And this bun thing, what is it with the bun thing? I seen a guy the other day. I just wanted to cut the bun right off.
I don't get it. I don't get it either.
And now apparently they have, which would be good as a gag gift, but I think these people are serious. For the guys that are doing the whole beard thing, they actually have ornaments to hang in your beard for the holidays.
Geez. Really?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
And the guy's wearing a man bun, so whatever.
You know what the guy should hang in his beard if he does that? You ever see the back of the pickup truck with two balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, hang that from his beard.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I don't mean to be negative about it. I mean, hey, listen, if that's your thing, fine. I mean, I'm not going to not talk to you or anything, but I'm just saying how everything, it went back from, like you said and I had said earlier, you saw somebody with tattoos and was like, oh, they're bad.
Yeah.
But now you see them all over on TV and commercials and all these ad campaigns, for the Gap and Starbucks and this and that and all the hipsters. It's the guys with the full beards and the sleeves.
What's that one guy?
Target and a man bun.
From that show, they lose weight.
The Biggest Loser.
The Biggest Loser. He's all tattooed
up. He's covered.
Yeah.
So, that goes. So now with us bikers and everything. I mean, it's not as taboo as it used to be.
No.
When you're walking down the street, but no. when you pull up with, when you see a bunch of bikers though, like Liz was telling us earlier, Huntington, I think it was another run, I forgot the name of it, but all down Park Avenue.
Right.
In Huntington Village, it's the snob capital of the world.
Right.
Hundreds of motorcyclists with teddy bears and stuffed animals strapped to their bike. So,
right.
I mean, come on, how scary can that be?
Exactly.
None. They're delivering toys to kids. This is what we're doing. So all the good that the bikers do within our communities and within our township, it keeps breaking that down. Now they're getting invited to cities, and cities are actually seeing how much money can be generated by having a successful bike event.
Yep.
Well, that's
and they're
exactly,
actually coordinating
exactly
it.
What happened, you know, back in the 80s, the mid-80s, when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, and the same as spring break, Fort Lauderdale was the place to go.
Right.
Well, then Fort Lauderdale wanted rid of the spring breakers because a bunch of guys come up with a bunch of cash and said, oh, we'll develop Fort Lauderdale Beach, get rid of all these little mom-and-pop places. And so MTV come around, and then Panama City paid MTV a pile of money and said, hey, bring spring break up here to Panama City.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happened with that.
Right.
So now what's going on, like, for instance, with Daytona, Ormond Beach wants rid of Bike Week. And I see it, you know, and I was just down there last week, and I was talking to some people. They really do want to get rid of Bike Week.
Why?
I mean, it's just like...
Because the old
people are moving down there, and they want to develop it for, you know, they want to put more condos in, develop it for a bunch of old people, and old people don't want to hear motorcycles. That's exactly the way I was
right.
Told.
So,
until it
actually happens, though, we got quite a few years. So take advantage of the bike weeks when you can and go down there.
Yeah.
I don't know if down the Daytona Strip there on A1A, if they're going to actually do that.
Well, like you were saying there a few minutes ago, Margaret, that, you know, a lot of these towns are trying to cash in on bike week. For instance, up here where I live in Butler, Pennsylvania, I remember years ago, you weren't allowed in a bar in Butler with a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I come home from Fort Lauderdale, and I had a leather jacket, and I went into this bar, and the guy said, hey, you're not allowed in here. I was never in that bar before in my life, and I looked at the guy and said, what I did? He said, well, you got a leather jacket on. I said, what? He said, yeah. Well, then I go and find out from some friends of mine, there was a bunch of bars like that. So I gather up what biker friends I had back in, which was pretty few. But anyways, we went up to Butler with my truck, and we went and stole all the signs off every bar we could find with the leather jackets on. And the one sign is still hanging in my friend's barn to this day. I'll have to get you guys a picture of it. But
nice.
So then, you know, years go by, and then now all of a sudden, you know, they want to cash in on the bike thing and have a bike night. Well, who do they call? They call John Frew and say, hey, we see you're the promoter to Butler Fair Bike Night, and it's pretty successful. Would you think you can do a bike night here at our bar? I went, no.
Right.
Well, why not? Well, because remember years ago when you asked me to leave your bar because I had a leather jacket on, I didn't even have a bike.
That's because Chris Cowan said,
I didn't have a bike with me. I just pulled into my truck, and they're like, oh, you guys can't be here because you got leather jackets on. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Oh, my God.
Well, I have to tell you, Chris Cowan is on the feed, and he's saying because you stole it. That's what he's saying. I'm trying to get Chris to call in.
They never found out that we took your signs. But, you know, it's just the thing is, it's like, it kind of winds me up is like, you know, everybody wants to cash in on it. And, I mean, Chris can even tell you the same thing. You know, it's like, now you got Morgantown, you got Erie, you got Sandusky, you got Johnstown. That's just up in this area here, Western Pennsylvania and Ohio. They all want to do this bike thing. Bike, let's have a bike event. Well, you go there, it's the same vendors, the same t-shirt guys, the same root beer pop guys, and everyone's like, oh, but it's so great. You know, they had... Who did they have? They had Vanilla Ice up in Erie as the Grand Marshal one time. I'm like, are you guys fucking serious? That's the best you can do? Mm-hmm. Well, the next year they had Dog the Bounty Hunter. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. Let's run up there and see Dog. You know, seriously. And I said to you guys before, you know, you asked me, like, what's the best place to go to, you know, in Daytona? And I said, it's all on what you make of the event yourself.
Exactly.
You know, with the group of friends you are and the new friends that you meet, you know. And I just get fed up. I just get fed up with a lot of it anymore. It's just like, I ride my bike. I don't care. You know, I could be out in the middle of nowhere and meet up with a bunch of guys like I did on the Blue Ridge Parkway in a rainstorm.
Right, yep.
Well, that's what we like to do. We're glad for you that you started the your motorworks there and you got the Corvettes up in there in your shop? Is that what you
got
up in your motorsports?
I painted the and went over the whole trailer, so it's all ready to go. I'm waiting on an engine guy to call me back, and then we're going to pull the car in the shop over the winter. I don't understand what my dad was thinking, but everything is brand new in the boxes. It sat in his garage all them years, and then he got mad at SCCA, racing SCCA sanctioned body and went to drag racing. And the car sat in the garage all them years. And when he passed away, I brought the car home. Well, actually, last week, finally, I brought it home with a truckload of parts. Now I just got to put it together so you can go racing. So maybe we'll get a Motorcycle Mayhem sticker down the side of it. And,
oh, yeah. No doubt.
Go from there.
No doubt. Yeah. So we missed you over the weekend. We thought you were going to be in the city with us.
Yeah, so explain it, Chris.
You know what? I was home watching Cash Cab.
Yeah. But see, you could have been in New York City.
I was teasing you guys about it, and I was here at my shop, and I'm doing a bunch of work, and I went in the house to get something to eat. I sat down and turned the TV on, and the new Cash Cab was on. I had to send Margaret the picture.
I know. Thank you.
You
sent me the picture. Meanwhile, guess who I saw when I was walking the streets of New York City?
Johnny Steaks.
No, fuck you. I saw the Cash Cab.
Did you really?
Yes, they were driving. Yes, so I did.
You waiting me down. Get on it.
Well, they had somebody in it, and they had those light things in there and everything. They pre-schedule all those tapings and everything. These people are pre-screened. It's not randomly picking people off.
I should have been your co-op.
I'm going on the damn show before you.
I'm sure they get people in those cars. They're like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. All right, get the fuck out, all right?
You gotta apply to be on the show.
Money that way.
But see, you could have seen the Cash Cab in person, and the singing cowboy, by the way, who was in his underwear and the girl singing cowgirl.
The naked cowboy. I really
that
don't.
The naked cowgirl too.
I think that's why you want to come to the city.
But the thing you missed the most was Chris and Heather at the Javits Show.
Yeah.
Poof, you were
I live up the road from them. I could see them any day of the week.
Please don't. Don't do that. Chris, I'm telling you right now, he's very tired.
Nothing against Chris and Heather. I could see them any time. I just walk down your house and say, hey, you know, what are you guys up to? But
won't you be my neighbor?
I'm planning on going back to Florida here the week after Christmas, and I'm going to race the World Karting Association. So I'm going to head back down there and get the go-karts ready and get on and race against 3,600 people.
All right. Awesome. So you do that, and you have a great time doing it. My son used to do the karting thing. So, yeah, I miss that. Not really, because I was a mom.
Well, it's warm.
Yeah. But he used to do the karting up here in New York, the Long Island Karting Association here for kids. Yeah. His car could go 90 miles an hour. No shit.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
We had to put a governor on it, not that you would know what that is, to slow
it down.
I
don't know where the governor is.
I
got a governor on my goddamn truck. I'd love to get rid of.
Who's the name of the governor of our state?
Of our state?
Yeah. Of which we live in.
Oh, come on. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're right. You're right.
No. Did he get reelected? They got reelected. Yeah, that's right. I am right. Thank you.
He is right. He wasn't sure, but he is right.
Oh, jeez. Who's the president of the United States?
Hey, I don't know. One more thing to add.
Okay.
I got one more thing to add before, you know, we get done on the phone here. But I just wanted to say, I think, Johnny, I think you and I should go and take a trip around the world on our motorcycles.
We never make it. I'd stop at every city and eat pasta.
He'd eat all the.
We gotta just go full throttle. We'd probably be in Germany in about 4 days.
Make it out of Italy. I swear to God, I'd never make it out of Italy.
Oh, yeah, we'd definitely Italy. We'd have a good time.
Hey, let's go, man.
Gotta get hit up the nude beaches, too.
You know,
we'll do that.
If I said to my wife, would you mind if I went around the world on the bikes? I'll be gone for 2 years. You know what she'd say to me? Those would be the best two years I slept in my life.
Years. I don't understand. It doesn't take 2 years to ride around the world.
It does when you take your time.
Yeah, well.
If you take your time.
You know what I mean. I don't get that. It's just like, I think we could do it in, you know.
Oh, just do it in 180 days. Why not?
You know, enough. If we did it, it's probably taking me about 4 years.
Yeah, that guy did it 180 days, that TV show.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you can't always believe things that happen on TV. There's so much to see in the world. I mean, I would take 2 years to tour the United States. What are you kidding me? There's so much to do in our own country.
Forget about it, yeah.
Yeah, I would do that if I had the money and I could
right
do it.
You're right about that, too, Margaret, because all these people I know, they got to, like, hurry up and get to Daytona. And then they get to Daytona, and they sit in the Boot Hill or they sit in the Iron Horse the whole week. I'm like, wait a minute. There's so many things to do and see between here and there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I, you
but
know,
we
I
all do
home,
that.
You know, when I, this trip, I come home, I needed to get straight home because I was pulling a trailer and had a truck. But when I come back in October, I cut up through Georgia, went through the mountains of Georgia, actually up there by where John Blackstock lives, up that area, got on the Blue Ridge Parkway, rode the Blue Ridge Parkway over, screwed around in Boone, North Carolina. I was at the Cherokee Casino for a little while. I didn't win no money. And then I, you know, rode through the back roads of Virginia all the way home. Well, I mean, there's so much to see, so much to do in the United States, and it's everybody's like, oh, we got to get to Daytona.
But
you're not missing nothing.
You're
believe
absolutely
me.
Right. I did. Back in 09, me and a couple of friends of mine, we rode from Long Island to Myrtle Beach, and we took all the back roads. We went over the Chesapeake Memorial Bridge and Tunnel, and all the down Route 17 and 13. It was unbelievable. The Outer Banks we did, and we rode all. It took us 3 days to get to Myrtle Beach, so because we took our time, and we didn't ride at night.
Yeah.
We hung out at night, got a hotel room, we drank beers, ate pizza, whatever. But that was the best, just to take 3 days and ride down there. You know what I mean?
That's nice so, to do that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to ride to Florida. I don't have time, though. I mean, I wish I had more time to ride to Florida because I wouldn't do it in 2 days. I would do it in like 3-4 days.
I did it in 2 days.
No, no, but I wouldn't want to do it. I'd want to stop. You know what I mean? You want to stop in
South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
If I'm in my truck, if I'm in my truck going to Florida, I can be in Florida in 15 hours, in Daytona from my house. Mm-hmm. But if I'm on my bike, it takes me a couple of days because I always stop, and I usually stop about every hour and a half, 2 hours anyways, get gas, piss around. Then, of course, you got to look at something, you know, and stop and see shit. But in my truck, I buzz straight through. But the bikes are totally different, you know.
I would have
And it's
I would have to stop at Smithfield. I would have to stop at Smithfield to get some ribs from Gene and some chocolates from Steve. Then I would have to stop in Winston-Salem at the Baggers, right?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, Jeannie's new shop, barbecue place, is going to be over in Ocala. It's not down there in – yeah, she's not down there in
He wasn't
Mount
paying
Florida.
Attention to last Monday's show.
You
She got bought out by a big – oh, okay. Yeah. You remember that? Okay. I wasn't sure.
But did she open up yet?
Not yet.
Now, I don't know if she opened up yet or not. She said she had a building, but it wouldn't take her long if I know her. But she has her other barbecue place up in Plaque out in the middle of the forest.
Yeah.
I like it better.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I heard about that one. That one's more for the bikers, too. You know, in the middle of the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
Yeah, it's out in the middle of the forest, man. I mean, you go out there and you're riding on this little back road and you look off to your right and left in the swamps there and there's alligators. You get right around the bend and there's our barbecue joint, you know?
Yeah, nice. But you can go, as per Jane Morris, you can go in Smithfield to Wild Bill's Western Town. You know, God rest his soul, he just recently passed away, but that man built an entire town by his own two hands and it's a great tourist attraction. And you need to go see
and
that.
You know what? That's what I normally do. When we drive to Florida on the way home, I stay in Smithfield. And now I'm going to check that out. I never knew about it, you know?
Yeah. No, it's a great little – I looked it up. It's, you know, these off-the-beaten-path kind of places.
Right.
You know, I used to stop at the pig spit in Georgia, and that's out of business now. But
that's what you got to do.
But, you know, off the road, not the interstate stops and all those service stations.
You
got to
stop at the south of the border. Oh, my God, is that place a dump or what?
Yeah, I come through there, but it was too early in the morning. But I'll tell you what I did one time is I went from Nashville – actually, I was at Loretta Lynn's for the races – and back to Pittsburgh, but I hit up every strip club right off every exit I could find. I think it was like 14 strip clubs, man. It was a good time coming home, you know.
Of course.
You got to love John Frew. You got to love him.
Why?
You got to love him.
Well, you know, we used to stop at strip clubs, and I would say, honey, I want a lap dance. All right, so that we went to the strip club.
Right. But he stopped at every one of them.
Okay, because he can.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was... You know, strip club, gentlemen clubs, whatever.
And as per Red Wolf, you hit every tug and pull massage parlor on the way.
Tug and pull.
Red Wolf, love you.
And Red Wolf, you can. I think you can also check out Red Wolf on YouTube as well.
Yes, Red Wolf has got a YouTube channel. He's on our feed, guys, if you guys are the Facebook. Yeah, he does videos and stuff like that, too.
Yes. All right, Johnny, we're going to let you go, brother.
I'll catch you guys later. I am going to go get a shower because I'm a mess because I painted a trailer today. And
thank you.
Ready. I'm going to go out and try to kill a deer tomorrow. I'm going hunting.
Make sure you have your tags with you.
Yep. Have a good time, brother. Be careful, man.
Good hunting.
Okay. We'll talk to you guys later.
Later, bud.
All right. So Chris Callen is totally like, I'm laughing my ass off, but I don't know who he's calling hemorrhoids. I really don't. I think it's John. Sorry. But John's taking a shower now. You know.
Thank God. I was smelling it from here.
And yes, it was the flu. Uh-oh. Oh, I have John calling in.
Hello there, Mr. McDonald. How are you?
Hey, you know the boy, you know the number, I guess.
Yeah, we put you in caller ID now, John.
Yeah, we're in the phone now.
I didn't know that. I didn't think he knew it that well, but you didn't mention a base party for one thing.
I didn't get there yet. It's on my to-do list.
I kind of figured that, but I you know, he was talking, so I knew you weren't there to answer the phone, so I didn't want to interrupt you.
So you said, is, I come prepared.
You mentioned the Easy Rider before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch the CD of it?
No.
No, it was on TV. I just caught it. Towards the end.
Why did they have outtakes
saying,
and stuff like that?
I had the CD, and if you ever read the, you ever go into the. The information on that,
right?
Like they tell you quite a bit. I don't know if you ever done that.
I think there were seven of them. They made seven of them for the movie.
Wow,
that I
know. Oh yeah, that. did you also know? I don't know the name of the person that made the Captain America bike.
Willie something.
But do you know the man happened to be black?
Yes, I knew he was African American. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Wow.
He was a designer of the motorcycle, and I actually have a whole.
A lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah. That's right. And he actually had custom. He was other than Sugar Bear and a couple other guys in the industry, you know, building bikes. You know, other than being discriminated against back then in the day, being taken seriously as a motorcycle builder was another issue. But yeah, he designed that bike.
Okay. I know he built many other bikes, but I just knew he built the Captain America. I don't know if he built the other one too, but I'm not sure.
It was a heartbreaker watching that bike get destroyed at the end.
But it wasn't really that. It was Ben Hardy, by the way. That's who it was. I had to Google it because I knew I had it in my head.
There's not too many people that knew the man was an African American, you know.
Yeah, but either way, he was a great builder. So, and he actually got commissioned, I believe he got commissioned for the build because of Peter Fonda. So,
I don't even know about that.
Yeah. But anyway.
Peter Fonda was in Wild Hog too, you know.
Yes, at the end. He's the father. Yeah.
He's the dad.
Right, right.
Yeah. Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was a great movie. So we got like 10 minutes left here. So for all the folks that are Abate members, Long Island Abate members, because, you know, you called in and chat about it. So on December 9th, at the Backstage Pass in Ronkonkoma, which is a Long Island Railroad stop that you could take the train into and go to.
Right.
Because if you're planning on drinking and enjoying the Christmas party, it's free to all Long Island Abate members, so show your ID card because we have close to 2,000 members now, so we don't know everybody by face. But show up there, and non-members, you have to pay like $5 or something
$10.
At the door, or $10.
No,
$10 at the door.
$10, that goes to the bar.
Right, that pays for the bar. But everybody else, go check that out. And also, too, on December 17th, I will share the flyer as well. At December 17th is the Old Folks Jingle Ball.
Right. You got to go to that? Yeah.
I go
have
to.
Going
I have
a couple
been.
Of years.
Yeah, I could finish telling the story about how I'm going there. But yes, Ginger, who is the activities director there and in part of our motorcycle community here on Long Island, has been doing this for over 10 years. And the bikers come out and non-bikers are welcome. Bring your kids. the seniors that live in this assisted living facility look forward to this one event every year because Santa comes, we sing songs, and we dance. So if you recently lost a grandparent or a mom or a dad, or and you just want to brighten the day for 2 hours, it starts at 1:30. It's at Amber Court Assisted Living in Westbury. Just Google the address because I don't have the thing up there, but I'll share it on our Motorcycle Mayhem page.
Right next to Westbury.
Yeah, it's Westbury with the old Westbury Music Fair for those of you that live on Long Island. And there's no charge to go to this event. Just come. Yeah. Come dressed up in a festive outfit. Bring a little dollar toiletry item for an old man or an old woman. Doesn't matter. Bring sugar-free cookies.
Sugar-free.
Wait, sugar-free. Mm-hmm. Motorcycle, yeah, Mike, yeah, Motorcycle Mike Esquire and RGLZ, Personal Injury Law Firm, actually made a nice donation to Ginger to help her make this even special event for the seniors, which I think was fabulous of them to do. And I can't wait to be there again. I missed a couple of years because of overlapping events. As always, that happens. Work comes first, sadly.
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, so without making any mention, but if anybody can attend it, you know, it's great. And go to longislanddebate.com and check out their information there. And follow on Facebook. We've shared the event already.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's also going to be dedicated to Rich.
To Rich.
You didn't realize.
Yes, yeah, but a lot of people don't know who he is. So for it's on the flyer. All that additional information is on that flyer.
And speaking about the backstage pass.
What about?
I have to give a shout out to Mike and Sherry Eisman.
Yeah,
because they won that bar. Awesome.
They do.
And that's what we had our benefit yesterday. And
right,
they were amazing. And Mike Fester also the sound. Awesome, great place. Great bar, by the way. Great bar.
Yeah,
they're very easy to get to.
Yeah. Yes.
Trains or cars, especially the train. So the train.
Do you know the address off the top of
your head? 33 Railroad Avenue in Ronkonkoma, New York.
Exactly.
I don't know the zip code.
I knew it was Railroad Avenue. I didn't know
the
name.
Yeah, 33. Diagonally across. I'll see you
Saturday.
7 o'clock.
I'll see you guys there next. Right.
December 9th.
Next week.
Yes, we'll be there.
We will be there because he is a member and so am I. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I'm a member. I'm a member too.
I know you started it. You're the lifetime forever, and probably you're.
Have a good one. Yeah.
Goodbye. See you soon. I'm sorry, John.
Sorry, John. He.
Finger happy. But you know what I gotta say? We got a lot of new viewers and listeners, and
I'm loving it. Welcome all our new listeners. And Chris says goodbye. He's got a split. He loves us.
See you later,
and
Chris. Love you,
yeah,
buddy.
He loves you too, John Frew. So,
and you know what? Like I was saying before, you know, I don't know if we got new listeners. And check us out on YouTube. We have the chat on YouTube as well. And check out our Facebook page. Like us, follow us, all that good shit, you know. And like I was saying again, can also go to our website, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Right, I should put that on this feed here for Motorcycle Mayhem. Hold on, I'm like doing this. Mayhem.
What? Is that something?
Radio. No, I got to do it. Actually, I have to do it the other way. Otherwise, it doesn't show up right on YouTube. Mayhem Radio.
If you're in a group, a Facebook group that you want to get out there, call on the show, man. We'll proudly support you, and check you out and get you on the air, man.
Yeah, just call us up like Huckleberry did and the Chrome Angels.
Right.
You know, a lot of these groups that are out there now, you know, a lot of our listeners don't know who you are.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I know you have a process of approving people, but hey, do it.
And check out Live to Ride, Ride to Live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Join us today. And it's a two-wheel thing on Facebook. So
that's right.
Check it out.
It's a two-wheel thing.
Check out Biker Transnation.
And Old School Kips Biker Site.
Yes.
The Kipster.
And Old School Bikers as well.
Right.
And I love my Harley, no rules. So, you know what? I'm going to dedicate a show just to all the groups one day. Right? And never forget 9/11. That's right, Jane. Thank you for that.
The 9/11 Foundation.
The 9/11 Foundation.
Never forget.
That's right.
It's right there.
It's right there. Yeah, that's right.
So you can't forget.
So, anyway, anything else you'd like to add? We have 3 minutes left. Anybody want to give a quick call to us? We got 3 minutes left. Give us a shout, 877 917-526-3. We'd love to hear from you. The phone lines are open.
He said it again.
I want to do my Frasier also. I'm listening, right? Call us. Tell us your problems.
Who's the guy from Laughing?
Laughing.
The Laughing radio show guy. I got to do my imitation of him. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. I got to do this. You know, wait. Laughing radio.
Oh, jeez.
Host. Come on. No, I forgot his name. I used to watch it all the time. He puts his hand on here. Right. So, you know, it's Laughing. Stupid Google. Gary Owens.
Oh.
That's who it was.
He's funny.
No, it was good. I mean, he always had his... I forgot the name of the radio show. I'm going to do that one day.
One day?
I'm Gary Owens. So fucking good.
But you know what? We're going to have...
I love Laughing.
We're going to have Christmas coming up. And then New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're going to have an anniversary show. When do you want to have that one?
No,
yeah, okay.
The week after New Year's Day.
The week after New Year's Day will be our one-year anniversary.
7 and 1 is 8. So the 8th, January 8th show.
That's when we started.
Sorry.
The new year will be, 2018 is going to be fantastic. We got a lot of good things going on.
Oh, we got a lot of great things
going
on.
And we're very excited about it, you know. And
super stoked.
She'll have a new nipple and all that good shit, and you know.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting a new nipple. I'm just getting a new foob.
Whatever.
There's a difference.
All right. Well, anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed the show today.
Oh, shout out to Kate and Tommy. Pleasure meeting you guys. Well, Kate I already knew, but pleasure meeting Tommy.
Kate and Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Kate and Tommy. Yeah,
Kate Fox.
Kate's awesome, man.
Kate's fabulous. She's at a poetry reading tonight. But yeah, so I met Tommy for the first time,
and
it was super nice.
He is a great guy.
Right? Is he not a great man?
He is a real great guy. And I'm very happy for the both of them. You know, awesome. So, and Aaron Waller, thank you for supporting us.
Yes,
and
Aaron,
supporting
as
our
always.
YouTube page, which everybody should eventually, I want the entire show to just be on YouTube. Hopefully by 2019, we can make that happen. So you got to subscribe to us on YouTube, and that will happen. Because Facebook's got too many laws, too many rules, you know.
Mm.
So, anyway.
That's it. We can, are we done?
We're done. You know what? I have one thing to say. Well, two things.
Okay.
Anyway,
to let your wife know that we're about ready to end the show.
Yes, my wife, she's going to know that we're about to end the show.
Uh-huh.
We love all of you guys, man. And thank you all for your support and believing in us, the Mayhem. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And on that note, have a great week. Okay, nope, wait.
No?
That note. 877-9